What an absolute fun and pleasure it's going to be on this segment here on the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, and myself, Mike Mercado. Devin, once again, outdid himself to make sure we class up this joint here on the Sports Cubicle to make sure that our street cred goes up. Dev, what do you have in store for us today?
Well, you know, just it's I love you guys, but seeing just the three of you in the office every week just gets really damn boring. So I decided, you know, I got reached a little bit. And I went on this little app called TikTok, and I saw an ad for this really nice movie. It's a nice small documentary. It's called Adapt. And I actually have the director, Michael Roth, joining us in the office today. So, Michael, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
So, Michael, I guess I'll ask the obvious question. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about Adapt and what inspired you to make this movie?
Yeah, sure. So Adapt is basically a school year's look at Special Olympics athletes and their coaches. And coming back from the COVID regulations and whatnot, that was just like a sub part of it. But I just wanted to capture, you know, the day to day for the coaches that make it happen for these athletes and follow them and their families around, you know, the course of a year to see, you know, what it takes to be a Special Olympics athlete and to be a Special Olympics coach. I started it was I've been a Special Olympics coach going on 10 years. For children in the school district setting about 7 or 8 years.
Marver, you are somebody who is always in the bloodstream of these high school sports, these young men and women who are, you know, going to be these next crop of college athletes and in the workforce and learning so many lessons. Marver, when you hear somebody like Mike Roth, the amazing work that he's doing with so many of our amazing athletes that get overlooked because of circumstances they have no control over. Marver, what do you got?
I mean, it's a marvelous idea because, you know, they have the Special Olympics and all that other stuff going on. But this topic is near and dear to my heart because I do have some relatives that have special needs. So, you know, and by the way, Dev, you went on TikTok? Look out for the Chinese hackers. Anyway, anyway, what exactly, you know, give us a little synopsis as to what we will be looking for in the film.
Yeah, so absolutely. So we follow two coaches throughout their day to day and what they do during the school day. And then also, you know, how they coach Special Olympics during the day and then after in their own personal time. We follow two families of athletes that are participating in the Special Olympics, and just we get their backstory. We get a synopsis of, you know, what it takes to raise a child with special needs and what that entails, and you know, the ups and the downs of all of that. Ups being, you know, some of the scenes that we have of the Special Olympics. And then we followed an administrator as well, two administrators as well, to get their story. So we have like every point of view on that and what it takes to really help these kids with special needs and get them the best quality of education and of sports training to their level.
So when you're creating this idea, right, you got this brainstorm coming in, you kind of have an idea of what. Because you've been behind the scenes already. You already know what you're looking into.
Yes.
How is it when you're seeing this to how invested you get into these people? Because they're not characters. They're not people that you were able to write down on a script. These are real human beings. These are real parents. These are real student athletes. These are inspirational stories. And how fast was it that line became blur up? This is not, it was already a passion project, but it's beyond now just going to be on camera that you've grown fond of all these people in this movie and that you were with day to day.
Yeah. So the last 10 years, it was just really this past year and a half that I really kind of had to take it and look at it through a different lens, you know, figuratively and like literally. But, you know, the past 10 years, getting to meet people that are involved with the Special Olympics, because I was originally a volunteer coach for the adult programs. And I loved it so much that I just kind of wanted to make it my career. So I got recertified. My background is in production, right? I worked for ABC for a little bit. And so I was just kind of getting burned out by that. And I re-qualified. I became a teacher because I love coaching, you know, Special Olympics on my own time. So might as well make it a career, right? And so over the course of that 10 years, like I still am in contact with some of the families that no longer, you know, they aged out, you know, and went to a different program, or, you know, they just got burnt out, you know, with COVID or whatever. And they didn't, you know, rekindle or re-up their Special Olympics. They didn't get back into the sport or whatever. So I still talk to them personally every day. So actually trying to separate that was one of the most difficult tasks. So what I did with it is I kind of kept my own personal experience at arm's length. I knew, you know, I was still coaching during this time and I was still teaching during this time. I would take off and take personal days and go out and follow the other coaches and the athletes and whatnot. And so doing that from someone that maybe I didn't necessarily interact with on a daily basis was helpful, because I could kind of, you know, be more objective in the way that I filmed those families and those coaches and stuff. But, you know, some of the subjects in there are my personal friends. So it was a hard task to do, to be objective and to be like a documentarian and really kind of just not put your spin on it. What I learned is that you're ultimately, as someone that's documenting, you know, a year's worth of footage, you're going to, you know, get your favorite parts and you're going to put your spin on it. But trying to be as objective as possible is always the goal.
We're going to get to Dev in just a second and Marver with some more great question, but to kind of just spin off what you were talking about, Mike, how often or how surprising was it when something went home with you, good or bad, somebody having a triumphant moment or somebody having the ups and downs of sports and life in general? How often did this come home to you, whether and impacted other projects, maybe just how much of that, how often did it happen in this journey?
Yeah. So, I mean, at the core of it, I mean, that's ultimately why I did this film, right? Because all of those moments and all those experiences that I had over the course of, you know, 10 years really had a profound impact on my life. You know, it made me more empathetic. It made me have, you know, better patience. It made me just kind of look at, you know, the struggles of, you know, the human condition or whatnot, and kind of learn from those. The triumphant moments are always the ones that keep you going. It's what fills your cup. You know, the ones that aren't, you know, the best at times, you know what I mean? You just kind of go through that and do your best to help, you know, with that situation, how you can help with that situation. And that is definitely something I also learned as well, that throughout the ups and downs, you just got to stay positive and do what's best for the kids and for the program.
Dev?
So, Michael, I know you say a lot of these guys were, you know, some of your friends, some of your kids that you coach, but I'm just kind of curious, what was the reaction when you're like, hey, I want to make a movie or a documentary, I should say, about you guys? Like, how did they react? Their parents react? Because you can't just go and shove a camera in someone's face, but like, don't worry, you'll see the finished product here. So I'm just like, what was every, you know, one's reaction? You're like, hey, I want to make a movie about you guys.
So that was a huge part of selling it. And, you know, at first I was a little cynical that, you know, everyone would be getting on board with this and I was going to have to fight a little bit, you know, to try to get this to come to fruition, you know. You know, to my pleasant surprise, like everybody was on board. Everybody, you know, it just kind of synced up perfectly with the support that I had with the district that I'm, you know, a part of, Northeast ISD out of San Antonio. You know, I'm originally from Chicago, but moving to Texas and being in San Antonio and have an opportunity to be a part of that program, which is probably one of the best in the country, which is, you know, another highlight of this film when it comes to adaptive physical education. So that's like your day-to-day teaching the kids in like the gym class, and then also your Special Olympics. And that's, you know, the sports where, you know, the kids would have to go get physicals. They would have to have their parents sign off and, you know, do all that stuff and be a part of a program that's in the schools, but it's also separate from the schools. You know what I mean? So that being said, everyone, including the Special Olympics, including the district, was so supportive from the get-go. Like I would go in kind of saying, oh, this is what we got to do, guys. And, you know, we have to make it happen this way. And, you know, would that be okay? And they're just like, absolutely, man, just go for it. You know? And that was an example of support that I've never actually experienced in my life. So, you know, it takes a village, and specifically for this project, it took a village. And it really, really was a breath of fresh air with all the support that I got, you know, in the process of getting this going and in pre-production, through production, and now in post-production. You know, the support just never ends. It's a fantastic thing.
Marvelous.
I mean, all in all, it sounds like a good idea. Have you done other such features, or you have any more plan in the future?
Yeah. So I, you know, I started off, like I said, I worked for ABC for a while. I was a morning newscaster. You know, I was the morning producer. So I'd write, you know, scripts, time shows, make sure that it was all blocked out correctly and stuff like that. So that was my background. But I did a couple, you know, mini documentaries in college and whatnot. The one that I bit off at the end of my college career, moving into, you know, my professional career, was an independent film about my uncle and film theory. And, you know, it was just more of like a heartfelt piece, you know, for my uncle. You know, that played in a couple festivals, but didn't get, you know, it wasn't as good. I mean, like, you're learning as you go, right? So like, as you progress and as you do more projects like this, you just get better and better at it. You learn that you can't control everything. You have to delegate to other people that know better than you do. So with that, you know, first film, it was a crash course in this, and this one is kind of the one where it's just like, this is my, you know, love note to Special Olympics and just, you know, how it's affected, you know, my life and how it affects others, and, you know, why it should be at the forefront, in my opinion, of, you know, what people think about when it comes to athletics and whatnot, because, you know, through this, you know, one of the programs that we started was we adopted this year, was having it be unified, where like the general education kids work alongside the special needs kids, and they play as a team together. You know what I mean? And that's becoming more and more serious, and the competitions are becoming, you know, better and better. I mean, the general kids learn from our special needs kids a lot. And then when it comes to like the physicality of the sport, you know, they teach our athletes quite a bit as well.
Mike Roth joins us here on the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, myself, Mike Mercado. It is called Adept. What a great project you guys are have been embarking on. And I want to kind of keep going on the direction you were going on. Personally, my wife is a SICA teacher. So it's really interesting to see kind of all these roads collide. And I think you bring up something that I kind of want to go down this rabbit hole of introducing general education to general students with our special needs students, our special needs athletes, kind of the learning from different sides of the same coin. What has that been for you? The growth, we talk about a village, you know, building this up. What has that been from, let's say your start 10 years ago from this journey, right? Then from where this movie is, how crazy, how exponential, how fast has the growth been from people educating themselves, from people being more willing, more accepting? Has it changed a lot? Has it not? Where are you on that? Because I feel like much more now than ever, it's no longer like for being cynical, a tax write-off or a gimmick. This is something important. This is big business. We're talking about, even in for special needs athletes, we're talking about, you know, athletes still. Have you noticed that big change in everything?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, ultimately, like the new Woody Harrelson movie, stuff like that, that's shining light on, you know, Special Olympics and stuff like that. Champions, I believe it's called. You know, stuff of that nature, you know, you really wouldn't have seen that about 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's growing. You know, people are becoming more aware of that. You know, yeah, these kids with special needs, like it's adapted, you know, to their skill level, but at that skill level, they're competing at a high level. You know what I mean? You know, for whatever. And then, you know, a lot of the athletes, they progress throughout those tiers of competition, and the ultimate goal is being at the, you know, the top tier of that competition. Those are the ones that you see, you know, those are the athletes you see that are at the World Games or at the United States, you know, Invitational and stuff like that. And it is serious athleticism. You know what I mean? And I think that's the beautiful thing about the Special Olympics and programs like we have at our school, our district, when it comes to things outside of Special Olympics, when it comes to, you know, physical education, is that we realize that that's a huge part of a person's identity and their self-esteem and being able to accomplish something that they weren't able to accomplish before. really drives the point home that it's a great thing for our kids. And to back step and talk about like the general kids, you know, working with our kids, you know, you see a lot. We have a program called PALS in our district, and basically outside of Special Olympics, they help with the Special Olympics in our district, but outside of the Special Olympics, you see these kids that, you know, that wouldn't really normally have an outlet at maybe other districts. You know, now they're friends, you know, with these kids, and it's just a, you know, it's just a normal friendship. You know what I mean? They literally came together through the love of a certain sport, or, you know, the want to help someone learn a sport, and through that they've really kindled these relationships and have grown into, you know, legitimate friendships that, you know, maybe wouldn't be around 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Because this wasn't offered to, let's say, a general education student to be a part of. And now it is. And more, it's just growing, becoming more mainstream, becoming, you know, less, there's less of a stigma with, you know, hanging out with kids that had special needs. I know when I grew up, you know, I always did, but like there was always a group of kids that maybe wouldn't because they thought, you know, it was below them or whatever their reasoning was at the time, it wasn't warranted. You know what I mean? And now I see with these younger, this the younger generation, there's not that, you know what I mean? Like it's more of a point of honor, you know, or a point of just empathy, or, you know, just, hey, I just want to be friends with someone, you know, regardless if they're different from me slightly, you know?
It's amazing. That's why people like, you know, all the teachers, the Sika teachers, people like you teaching and showing this, and shout out to Devin for making this connection. And, you know, I wanted to make this point, my final question before we throw to Devin and Marvel's final ones. I kind of wanted to bring this point up and get your thoughts on it. Kids these days get a bad rap and it's tough for them. There's a lot of things going on, from social media to pharmaceutical stuff to stuff, just it's a crazy world and kids have to grow fast. But when I hear people like you spotlight both the general education of kids and the awesome special needs kids and athletes and how awesome they are and how much they just surprise us. And I hear stories from my wife from just how, for you, these years, talk about the greatness that sometimes we see from these kids that just sometimes outdo us cynical adults that kind of place those things onto them.
Well, it really just diminishes that in a sense, you know what I mean? Cause you do get to see the nicer side of what these kids are actually about. You know what I mean? A lot of these kids these days are joiners. They want what's best for their community. They want what's best for their peers, that being, you know, kids with special needs as well. You know what I mean? And I think that's relatively new, you know, I mean, like a new idea, not new. I mean, Special Olympics has been around. They've been advocating for this for a while, but I think, you know, the general, you get a school and you afford these children an opportunity to do something like our district does. And you're going to see that the benefits are going to outweigh any of the negatives that could come from it. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, I just think that, yeah, the kids, I'm amazed by all of our students, you know, the athletes and the pals, all of them, they're just doing a fantastic job. And it's just a really heartwarming thing to see, you know, friendships blossom from this.
Marver?
Yeah, I'm really tuning into this. This is great. You know, my wife's a special ed teacher and I actually have a son with special needs. And so anything that can really give them that extra boost of their morale is so outstanding. And I applaud you for showing this film.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Devin, you want to go ahead and bring us home with this final question? This has been amazing. And shout out not only to Mike Roth for the work he's doing and this entire team and all the student athletes, but to you, Devin, for spotlighting this here in Chicago. I know this is a city that desperately would love to do some of this stuff too. And, you know, you talk about Mike being a local kid. That's something that, you know, it's great. So Devin, what you got?
If I can hop in for 1 second, Chicago is actually, yeah, right by Soldier Field, you have the Eternal Flame for Special Olympics. Chicago is one of, you know, the cornerstones of Special Olympics. So, you know, shout out to Chicago for always being progressive when it comes to helping people with special needs. And I think that's where I learned a lot of this from my hometown, you know, Berwyn, but now, you know, we'll call it Chicago.
Hey, I Berwyn boy myself, Hiawatha Heritage
Morton. Ah, Pershing and Morton, my friends. Yeah, yeah.
My goodness. See, this is why. This is why you see behind the scenes of the Sports Cubicle why this man was one of our guys, Mike Roth. Devin, what you got, buddy?
I guess, Mike, I'm going to ask you, I guess, two final questions. I guess the first one will be, what do you hope people take away from ADAPT? And if people want to get involved with helping ADAPT, you know, get out to their schools, or if they want to get involved with Special Olympics, where can they go?
Yeah, so I'll answer the first part first. I would say if you wanted, what I want people to take away from ADAPT is that, you know, there's hope. There's hope for a lot of these young kids to do the right thing and to be supportive of people that maybe aren't on the same cognitive level that they are, you know what I mean? And to help them achieve their goals. And then also I want people to, you know, take away that it takes a village. You know what I mean? You look at the coaches that I've documented and the parents that I've documented, like those relationships are so intertwined to help the success of one student. And we're doing it on like a mass scale, you know what I mean? For the kids with special needs in our district. So I would want people to take away that, yeah, you know, get involved because, you know, you could change not only somebody else's life, but you can change yours as well. And then the second part of that question, I believe was, can you repeat it? I apologize.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, it's really important. You talk about the importance and the work you guys are doing. How are we going to get this initiative, this film kind of going, get the momentum behind them? What do we need to do? You know, you talk about Chicago. Chicago's got your back. You're a local kid. What do the rest of us need to do? We love sports here. I mean, we'll stay up and wake up early to watch the World Cup and the World Baseball Classic. So what do we have to do to make sure some more sports, some pure sports hits us in the stream? What do we got to do?
So, you know, for someone that is really into sports and maybe has a working knowledge of any sport. I mean, you can go and you can become a Special Olympics coach and you can teach a group of kids that might not otherwise have the opportunity to learn that sport. And I guarantee you're going to be surprised at how much and how, you know, how athletic that some of these kids are, you know what I mean? And like I said, there's different tiers to all of these sports, you know what I'm saying? So baseball, for instance, like, you know, there's T-ball. There, you know, for the kids that may not have the hand-eye coordination or the speed to play it. But, you know, you get into like a hard softball, you know, like we play in Chicago, right? Like you play softball. And I mean, the hand-eye coordination and the speed of that level of athlete is, I mean, I would put some of the teams up against, you know, some of these local teams in Chicago, if I'm being real with you, some of the adult teams at least. And that's no joke. You know what I mean? That's for real. Now, you know, mix up the teams, go unified. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, something like that, just thinking outside of the box and reframing your perception of things can really get a lot of people involved in sports, whether coaching or playing alongside these athletes.
Mike, it's time to stop being modest. All right. Cause now we've seen the game plan on how to get momentum going to get people involved. But now we need to get people involved, okay? How do we get this thing going? How do we get it to more movie theaters, get it to people's hands, get it to streaming, get it to all these different things, the notoriety it deserves? How do we get ADAPT to the peoples, even more peoples?
So I would say if you wanted to donate to the cause of this film, you can find me. It's an open Instagram at @bad_yeti. And in there, the link in my bio has the GoFundMe. And I think that would be the fastest and easiest way. So @bad_yeti_. And you go on my profile, you hit the link in bio, and it gets you to the GoFundMe. And that's going to pay for the rest of the post-production costs that we've incurred. And that's going to also get us into be able to get us into festivals. And that all costs money. You know, that all costs money to get into those festivals, to market to those festivals, whatnot. And yeah, that's the plan. So once we start getting into these film festivals, from there, it just kind of takes a life of its own. But getting initially into the festivals and paying for that, and that, like I said, that all costs money. And that's what the GoFundMe is for. And we've had a lot of support up until now. We're about halfway to our mark. but I would like to say that any cost that is, you know, made from this film, we have to recoup those costs. But the majority of what comes out of this, I would like to give back to, you know, the school district and the Special Olympics. So,
Chicago, you heard it. You heard your boy. You heard our guy. You see how personal it is to Mike. You know how personal it is to Marver, myself, to Devin, to all of us. How personal it should be for all sports fans. And also, one of our own is asking for a little bit of help for a great project, for a quality project. So we'll make sure we put all the links that you can help out, Mike, in the description below of this interview. And of course, on the description of the show later on next week. But with that, a shout out to you, Mike Roth. The movie is Adapt. You're doing amazing work. Thank you so much for joining us. You are amazing. Any last words for your people of Chicago?
Yeah. You know, I just really appreciate it, guys. And like I said, Chicago is the home of Special Olympics. So let's show the rest of the world, you know, what we can do. And if you have any interest in it, you can go to SOTX. Sorry, that's for Texas. If you can go to specialolympics.org.
Specialolympics.org. And we'll make sure. What was once again the Kickstarter and your Instagram one more time for the peoples?
Yeah. So bad_Yeti, and I will get you a link for the GoFundMe that you can put in there, but I don't have the exact link right now.
No, you're the man. We'll make sure the magic of the internet. We'll make sure that the people can support our guy, Mike Roth. The movie is Adapt. Shout out to the one and only Devin Tingle, for the marvelous one, for Dan Marver, for Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado.